Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spirituality What? Podcast. I am Rebecca. I am your guide. It is Wednesday and it is time for a new episode. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm not going to interview anybody today. It's just me. And Happy New Year, by the way. It is 2025. This isn't the first episode of the new year, but the other one was a part two of an episode and an interview about self-love. And so this is really kind of the first new episode of the year. And I wanted to do something a little bit different. I wanted to talk a little bit about the origin of this podcast and sort of why I decided to do the podcast and how I got the idea, because that is a question that I get all of the time, especially from people that have known me and have actually known that podcasting was not something that was on my to-do list or something I was dreaming about doing. I had listened to a lot of podcasts. Well, a lot, I don't know, that's relative, but I'd listened to some podcasts and I liked the idea. And I was, at the time that this idea came to me, I was listening to a podcast kind of started at the beginning. It's a podcast that has like 700 episodes. It's the Highest Self podcast by Sahara Rose. And I just really liked that podcast. And she does episodes every so often on how to go in business for yourself and how to do a podcast. And I would always just skip those because I was like, well, I'm not interested in podcasting. I'm just interested in the interviews and the other content. And in November of 2023, my husband went to rehab. And that was a really tough time for us, for me. I was effectively enmeshed in what was going on with him and had sort of lost myself. I was just lost. I was a little bit lost. I didn't think I was lost, but I was. And during his time in the facility, I discovered, or I didn't discover, somebody told me about the Till the Wheels Fall Off podcast. And this podcast is not sponsored by either of those podcasts, of course, but if you are a partner or a sibling or a child or a parent of somebody with addiction, that podcast is amazing. It is both about the person with the addiction, but it also talks a lot about what it's like to be around those people and how it impacts kind of the people around them. And I binged on that podcast during that 30-day period while my husband was away. Near the end of his time in rehab, I was just driving back from the facility and I had done a lot of work, not just that podcast, but a lot of other things in therapy and things like that while he was away. And I was in the car and I just was talking to myself in the car. I'm an extrovert. I'm a very outgoing extrovert. I'm the most outgoing extrovert. I'm the most outgoing person that I know. And I was talking to myself and I was talking to the universe and I just was saying, you know, I need a hobby. I need something that is not too time consuming, not too difficult, something that allows me to learn new things and grow. And that is for me, like 100% for me. And as I was in the car, it sort of came to me like, well, why don't you do a podcast? And I was like, well, I don't know what I would talk about on a podcast. In my day job, I work in process improvement. I am a Lean Six Sigma black belt and a PMP and a CCMP and all these things. And I love processes and I love projects. And I was like, who the fuck would want to listen to a podcast about process improvement? I even like thought of some ideas and I was like, I just don't think that's long term. I don't think that's sustainable. So I kept thinking, you know, what am I good at? What do I like? And my day job, I also spend a lot of time networking with people. You know, people come to me, and even in my personal life, this happens as well. You know, people come to me and I become friends with people and they're like, oh, I need XYZ. And I'm like, oh, I know somebody who does that or who knows the answer to that or can help you with that. Or I know somebody who would know somebody. And I do a lot of networking. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I could interview people. And you know, this is in a like 30, no, maybe it was like a 90-minute car ride. So it was a while that I was having this conversation with myself. And it was like the 4th, 3rd of December in 2023. And I was like, okay, cool. I can interview people. Like, what would I interview them about? And then I just thought, you know, I've done so much work in my spiritual life. I know so many cool spiritual people and connected and in tune people. I feel like I know a ton of people that would have really cool stories and really great information and really cool tools to share with everybody. And so I was like, okay, cool. I am going to start the Spirituality What podcast. At the time, I think I even came up with the name in the car. It all kind of just, you know, flowed and came to me. And so like I said, this was 3rd or 4th of December. And as you all know, by the 5th of January 2024, I already had released 5 episodes. So my launch was with 5 different episodes. And so I did a lot in a month. I figured out the audio recording tools that I needed and the editing software and the recording platforms and all of these things. And I had a fabulous time doing it. So it's just a little example of kind of, you know, when you ask for things and when you're in flow, anything is possible. And so that's kind of how the podcast started. So no, I have not dreamed about podcasting. No, it was not something I thought about for a very long time. And when I came up with the idea, I basically just committed to doing the podcast for a year. And in October of 2024, I was like, okay, cool. I like what I'm doing. I'm going to keep doing this for a little while. So that's where the podcast came from. It's kind of just an interesting story. The other thing that I wanted to talk a little about and ruminate a little bit about today is the new year. And what are they? New Year's resolutions? Or goals or intentions. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is I was having a really interesting conversation. I did a women's retreat with Flow Life Retreat, which with Flow Life in general, the amazing organization. You can find them online. This podcast is not sponsored by them. And I connected with some really wonderful women during this retreat in early December of 2024. We had an interesting conversation about intentions. So one of the women got really excited and was excited about setting daily intentions for herself. And one of the other women was like, oh, that sounds cool. I'll try it. And she tried it and it became a task list for herself. And she got wrapped up in it and it was way too much and it was causing her a lot of anxiety. And as I thought about their experiences, I was thinking a little bit more about the word intention itself. And then New Year, you know, everyone's setting all these resolutions. I go to the gym and it's packed right now, which is great. I'm glad, you know, people are getting out there, even though not everybody's going to stick with it. And I just was like, what is the difference between a resolution and intention and a goal? And because I feel like they're very different. And so when this woman was saying, oh, you know, I set daily intentions, one of which was to drink more water, I was like, ooh, that is not an intention to me. And so I was like, okay, cool. Let's look this up. So I looked up intention, right? It comes from Latin, intentio, which means stretching, purpose. And the funny part is that intention, the definition is a thing intended, an aim or plan. So then I was like, all right, well, you're using like a similar word in the definition, intended. So I was like, intent is an intention or purpose. So if we say a purpose, an aim or a plan, so that's kind of like the definition of an intention. To me, I don't know about plan, but we'll get back to that, right? We've got goal, which is similar, right? When you talk about a plan, you do your performance review at work and you have SMART goals and they're very particular and structured and measurable outcomes with a specific time frame, right? To me, that's a goal and that has a plan, right? The definition of goal, which also has an unknown origin. Apparently, the internet says they don't know where the word goal came from. A goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, an aim or desired result. So we've got intention and goal, both having aim in there. And then we have resolution. So that is what a lot of people have set at the new year, a New Year's resolution. And a resolution is a firm decision to do or not to do something. And the synonyms are intention and intent, which I think is hilarious. So there's a lot of like overlap here. But for me, stepping back a little bit and giving more of like the context around the words, as I mentioned, a goal for me is like with this plan, with a measure, with an outcome, with a time frame. A resolution, I would agree with, personally feels to me like a firm decision. However, in the past, my resolutions have been maybe a little bit vague. So one year I just said my New Year's resolution was I was going to floss more. Like, it's kind of boring, but I wanted something that I could actually do. I didn't want to say I was going to floss 5 times a week. You know, I just wanted to have a better teeth and mouth health in general. So I was like, I'm just going to floss more. And I was successful with that. I also feel like intention to me is more broad. Intention is more general, or it's about a mindset that you want to cultivate, or it's like an underlying purpose or a motivation behind something. I think intentions more define the actions that we do today, and goals and resolutions are a little bit more future focused. And I think you can have an intention that is also a goal or a resolution. I think they can be one and the same, but they don't have to be. And that was where this was story was really interesting. To me, drinking more water, drinking a certain amount of cups of water a day is more of a goal. And it is something that, with my sort of mastery mindset and how all of that works in my brain, I want to just kind of check off at the end of the day and it makes me feel good. But if someone were to say to me, what is your intention for the day? I would probably say something more like, my intention is to choose love or to choose kindness or to be in kindness. And so, how would that drive what my day would look like? You know, maybe if there's something crazy that happens at the grocery store, instead of allowing myself to get all worked up, I'd go back to my intention and be like, all right, remember you said you were going to choose kindness. Like, be the bigger person, choose kindness. So, it's like something more, I mean, there's the word like aim, but it's like not as concrete. You know, it's a little bit more, I don't know, woo-woo or something that I'm trying to kind of embody. It's open-ended, it's vague. You know, in that way, choosing kindness is vague because that looks different in so many different situations. But it's also interesting when you think about, and I mentioned this when I talked a little bit about the gym, that, and it, the internet says that some studies have found that only 8% of New Year's resolutions stick. And can you just imagine how that must impact people's thoughts of themselves or their self-worth, or, you know, how can they reach goals if they can't even do this New Year's resolution? Or maybe resolutions don't even mean anything to anybody anymore. I wonder if instead of resolutions, it can be more intentions or even goals. And I think the like I you know the goal, it's clearly defined. It's got the time frame, it has outcomes, it has a plan to it, right? So the goal for the podcast when I came up with it was I was like, my goal is to release an episode every single week, to never fail on that. And even if that's just me talking or doing the interview, like that's the goal. So very measurable. I said I'm going to do it for a whole year. It's got a time frame. And so it felt really good to kind of reach that goal. The goal is about achieving a particular result, right? I think intentions to me are not material, right? They're more immaterial. That said, when you call something a resolution over an intention, maybe it implies more of a commitment, you know, and an intention maybe comes across as a little more wishy-washy or like aspirational rather than like a commitment. And I think, again, that's really just your context. So, you know, what does that word mean to you, intention? Does it mean a commitment? To me, it is a commitment. Like, I'm making a commitment to kindness when I say my intention is to kindness. I might not do a very good job the first couple of days, right? And I keep saying, like, I'm going to commit to kindness. I'm committing to choosing the kind path when something goes awry. But it takes practice, right? Just like resolutions take practice as well. So I found a couple of examples online that I thought were kind of interesting to kind of give the distinction between these things, kind of based on what the internet's saying, right? This is from Bullet Journal. And so one of the examples, right, was the intention could be to be calmer, so to choose kindness. The goal is, in order to be calmer, I'm going to meditate more, right? So that's more so, in order to be kinder, I'm going to smile more. I don't know, something a little bit more concrete, right, than just kindness or calmness. And then part of the goal or part of the plan or part of the resolution with sort of whatever is I'm going to meditate, you know, 10 minutes, 5 days a week. For the next, I don't know, 10 weeks or something like that, right? So that's the plan. It's just really interesting. And actually, the bullet journal, the image that I use for the cover art of this episode came from the bullet journal and this article that I read, which was more about like intentions being a commitment to a process. The intention is the why. Like, I want to be more calmer. I want to be a calmer person. I want to be a kinder person. The resolution is a commitment to an outcome. Like, what is it that I want because I want to be a calmer person? The goal is the goals and the plans are how to get to that outcome. Like, what's the process to getting to that outcome? So I thought it was interesting because when my friend, you know, said she had sort of a bad reaction to this intention setting every morning, I was like, I don't know that's how I would do it if I were setting intentions. And so I think what I came up with was, well, I like New Year's resolutions. And again, you know, flossing more or meditating more or being more mindful have kind of always been my vague resolutions. And maybe they weren't resolutions, they were intentions. And I was just using kind of interchangeable terminology. But I think I do like the practice. And I'm really interested in that practice of setting daily intentions as a vague embodiment of something that I want during that day rather than a concrete thing that I want to do. I'm definitely goal oriented. I love checking things off my checklist. Right now, I'm obsessed with putting things on my calendar so that I make sure that I get them done so that I can check them off my checklist. And that works for me with, you know, important things that I need to get done during the day and all of that. But in my effort to grow more and become sort of a better version of myself, I like this intention setting, and I am actually going to start with kindness. That is something that I've been doing the last couple of days, and I'm going to continue doing that. So I would be interested if y'all would comment or post about your New Year's goals or your New Year's resolutions or your New Year's intentions. I'd love to get a little bit more information about what everybody, all you listeners, are doing out there for 2025. And that is really it for today. It's a little bit shorter of an episode, and I, you know, appreciate you all hanging around to hear my story about the origin of the podcast and listening to a little rumination on intentions and goals and resolutions. And I hope that you all have a wonderful start to the new year, and we will catch up next week.
Thank you for joining me on today's spirituality what? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.